Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Dr. Peter Boylan is a former master of the National Maternity Hospital, and he is one of the strongest voices against what the government is planning. Dr. Boylan, you say, as an obstetrician at the front line of Catholic interference in women's healthcare for 40 years, I recognise the dangers of this deal for women. Strong words, Doctor. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, PJ. They will not be working for a state hospital. The plan is that the National Maternity Hospital, as we know it today, the corporate entity that is, that the doctors and midwives are all working for, will be dissolved. And they'll be working for a new private company called NMHDAC, which in turn is owned by, will be owned by St. Vincent's Healthcare Group. And that group is owned by St. Vincent's Holding. Now, St. Vincent's Holding Company is a Vatican-approved private company whose directors are committed to upholding the vision and values of the Religious Sisters of Charity. Now, we're being asked to believe that the Religious Sisters of Charity's values and vision include the provision of services which are specifically contrary to Catholic teaching. Mm. And that's a stretch. Now,
will it not be staffed and run by HSE employed people? Hmm?
No, it'll be staffed and run by people employed by the NMHDAC, which, as I said, was owned by these other bodies. Now, the sisters, when they transferred their property into St. Vincent's Holdings, required the permission of the Vatican. People have said they didn't require it. Well, that's categorically wrong. They required the permission of the Vatican. Now, we haven't, and they got that permission, but there were conditions attached to it that they had to obey particular canon laws. Now, nobody has seen the paperwork between the Sisters of Charity and the Vatican and the archbishops in Dublin and the three archbishops, including the papal nuncio. So there's a lot of paperwork has gone on between Dublin, the nuns and the archbishops, and the Vatican. Nobody has had sight of those. So there are conditions
attached
to this.
So, Doctor, with respect, transfer. How do we know that that exists if no one's had sight of it? How do you know that, for example, the Vatican had to rubber stamp this? Because the description you've just given, with respect, Peter, sounds like something out of the days of John Charles McQuaid. We thought those days were gone.
Well, we know this because of the letter that we have seen, which is in the public domain from the Vatican to the sisters, saying that the grant of permission was in line with the petition from the Sisters of Charity. We haven't seen the petition. And we know from the letter from the Vatican that they have to observe particular canon laws. Now, that's all we know. But there's obviously more than that. It wasn't all done by phone calls or by meetings where there's no minutes taken or no correspondence. We haven't seen a shareholder agreement between the sisters and the new directors, the owners of the company. So there's an awful lot of information that's missing. We had a whole slew of papers released about 10 days ago, all of the constitutions and operating licenses and all that sort of stuff. The big piece that we haven't seen is the paperwork between the Vatican and the Sisters of Charity and the archbishops. And we need to see that. Yeah. Otherwise, we're sleepwalking.
Public documents can be easily released, but from what you tell me, they appear to be private, very private documents. So how do we go about seeing them?
Well, the state is about to invest probably more than $1 billion and then fund the running of the hospital and St. Vincent's to the tune of several hundred millions over the next years. So for the state to invest in this without knowing the conditions, the conditionality attached to the owners of, by the Vatican, to the owners of the company that will run the new National Maternity Hospital, is fraught with risk.
So I think you're calling very much on the government to insist on the publication of all of those documents before this goes ahead.
Absolutely. It would be absolute folly to invest those huge sums of money. And also, we're being asked to trust the Vatican. Now, I'm not sure that the women in Ireland, or indeed the men, are willing to take on trust what the Vatican tells us without documentary evidence. Mm-hmm. We're being asked to believe that the Vatican approved the building of a hospital in Dublin in which procedures directly contrary to Catholic teaching will take place.
Okay.
Now, I find that hard to believe.
You've also called on the government to tell the country why they don't want to just buy it outright.
Well, because Vincents have refused point blank. And the reason they've refused is probably because the Vatican won't let them. That's probably the reason.
Right.
Without seeing the paperwork, we don't know.
Right.
So we need to see that paperwork in order to clarify all the issues.
I'm hearing from you, Peter, is a direct question to the Minister for Health here, Minister Donnelly, or indeed directly to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, to say, is that the case? Can you not buy it because the Vatican won't let you buy it? Is that the case, yes or no? You want that answer.
Well, they won't be able to answer that unless they see the paperwork.
Yeah.
So the paperwork is critical to this thing going ahead, and we really do need to see it. We've seen a whole slew of papers that have been released, which are very complicated legal documents with concerning issues in them, but we do need to see the paperwork between Dublin and the Vatican.
Might I put to you the words of someone with whom I'm sure you're very familiar, Rona Mahoney, Dr. Rona Mahoney.
Yes. Yeah.
She said, there is no vehicle, no mechanism by which any church or any religion can impose authority on the company of St. Vincent's Hospital. The nuns are gone, religion is gone, we are an absolute secular organisation, and that is a matter of fact.
Well, we need to see the paperwork from the Vatican in order to see that that is correct. What are the conditions attached to the paperwork, to the transfer of the nuns' assets to St. Vincent's Holdings, whose directors are committed to upholding the values and visions of Mother Mary Aikenhead, the founder of the Sisters of Charity, and undoubtedly those do not support the provision of services directly contrary to Catholic teaching. There is a huge amount of potential conflict here, which will well end up in the courts for years to come. And we don't know, you see, until the hospital is built. And that's several years down the line, so we do need to see the paperwork between the Vatican and Dublin.
And you're calling on the government.
I'm calling on the government to insist on that before they proceed.
All right. Good to get your
It'll
point
be folly
of view.
Otherwise.
Good to get your point of view. Thank you very much. Dr. Peter Boylan, former master of the National Maternity Hospital.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.